host today, Zoe Britton, sitting in for Julie. She will be back soon. Today's guest is Mia Rose.
Miha Rose.
Miha?
Oh, no, it's a joke. My friend's made. Anyway.
Mia, nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
Doing okay. A little tired, but we're good.
Yeah.
I know it's like 3.
Right. PM. I just met you two seconds ago, and we were talking about how you prefer nights.
Yeah. I think it's from the stripping. Like, after so long, you just don't do days.
Oh, it couldn't be that long. How old are you?
Well, actually, I'm turning 20 in March. So I'm 19.
Yes. So it hasn't been that long.
No, I got into like stripping was like a week after I turned 18.
Really? Now, I looked at your website.
Oh, good.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
And your bio says you're from Alaska?
Yeah.
True?
Yes, very true.
Wow. What was it like growing up in Alaska?
Horrible, absolutely.
Yeah.
Alaska is great in the pictures.
In pictures. But shitty to live there?
Oh, God, no. You get, like, so depressed.
That's one of the... I have 3 states left to go to. And that's one of them. Don't even bother.
Well, I mean, and you can go on a cruise, just look around, but, like, it's horrible.
You are a up-and-coming very quickly to adult star.
Yes. I don't know how it happened, but it did.
Nice. You don't know how it happened?
Well, you know.
Just slip and fall on the cock?
Well, yeah, I know how the porn happened,
oh,
but
gotcha.
I don't know how I got good. Oh, shit. I don't even know how to say that right. I sound like an asshole when I say that.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, you don't. Be proud of yourself, girl. So we talking about dancing. You said that that's how you got used to nights. Is that how, like, was that your gateway into the business?
I guess you could, if you want to put it like that. Yeah, it was a gateway.
Right.
You know, I got comfortable being naked in front of people. And you know,
where did you start dancing?
I started dancing at the Wild Orchid in Reno, Nevada. There's only like 3 clubs in Reno.
Okay.
And that was the best, but it wasn't saying much. But I mean, it was a really, really great club. People were great, and I met some interesting people along the way.
Did you start right at 18?
I started a week after I turned 18.
Nice.
I was stripping. Yeah. I went on stage the first time and I threw up. And I tripped.
Oh, no.
And I got the job. It was great.
That's great. That was your audition?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but it was not that bad. I did good at it.
Yeah?
And my mom's happy.
So how did you end up in Los Angeles from Reno?
Oh, I got found on MySpace by Roy. We'll just leave it at Roy. But
okay.
Me and my sister were found on MySpace. My sister's in the industry as well.
Your sister is also?
Yeah, Ava Rose.
Older sister?
Yeah, she's an older sister. She's contracted with Adam and Eve now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is she blonde?
No, she has black hair.
Oh.
That's Sophia or Carmen Lovano.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of, Carmen. So, how many movies have you done so far?
Oh, geez. You know, I've shot like quite a few movies, but I have like maybe 40 out.
40?
Yeah, in a year, I guess that's okay, right?
I don't
really know how that plays
that's
out.
That's good. What is, are you contracted? Or?
No, I'm not contracted, but I don't know why, but I do anal only for Evil Angel.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I just like the way that people are running the Evil Angel.
Evil Angel.
Yeah.
That's
Karen
sweet.
And, Trisha.
I've heard great things about them. Oh. I need to go rent some porn.
Yeah.
Having porn withdrawals.
Are you?
Yeah.
Me too. I haven't gotten laid in like 2 days.
Right. That's not good.
I know. That's what they keep telling me.
Yeah. So,
I get upset when I don't have sex.
You do?
Yeah. I really have an issue, I think.
Are you a sex addict?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
So it's not just a job?
No. No. Hell, I think that's why I'm doing so well at it.
Right. That's a good point. If you like it,
yeah.
You like it.
Before, when I was 18, I slept with 98 guys.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, might as well. Porn's not going to be that bad, right?
Yeah, I made my way around my town, too. Very, very, in all different directions. So you were telling me you do guys only.
Yeah, I do. I only do boy-girl.
Not interested in girl-girl at all? Or?
Well, no, I did girl-girl. I did one, and that, like, ruined my experience. And
oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, But I met Jessica Drake a while ago.
Uh-huh.
And
she's a sexy girl.
Yeah, I was really, really turned on by her. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't do girls just because I can't act.
I understand.
Yeah, so I just
understand.
Stick with guys.
And I'm the opposite.
Really?
Yes, I don't do guys because I can't act.
That's
no, I'm not.
No,
gay,
keep it real.
Yeah.
Don't be fake, right?
Yes, but it's just easier for me.
Good. It's a personal thing.
Yes, it is. It really is. I like guys, but I don't know. I don't think I'm. Maybe I'm just too old. God,
it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It is, but I don't know. You get with like a bad taunt, and people can tell with me.
Yeah.
I just yeah, can't act.
Gotcha.
Internal orgasms only. I still haven't figured out how to use my clit.
Really?
And that's quite sad, I know.
No, that's really cool, I would think, because the clit is usually the first way,
I guess, most
girls orgasm is clitoral, from my experience. But you're saying
that's from what I heard, too, but I don't know.
But you're saying you're internal. That's hot. That's very hot.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, do you have any fetishes, or
yes.
you
oh,
do?
Oh, dear God.
What are they?
Feet.
Feet.
Yeah, just my feet, but not other people's, like. I like when people worship my feet.
Right.
And I just got into, like, S&M. I went to this party called Mask.
I actually read that on your site. I read some of the experience. So why don't you share that experience with us?
Oh, God. I'm getting flustered again. I went to this masquerade called Mask. And I went with Jake Malone and Karen Stagliano. And, oh, I went in there and I was just I wasn't really expecting much, but I wanted to go spank somebody. So this guy approaches me and he said, okay, I'll teach you some stuff, but you got to let me, you know, spank you first. And he like tied me up and my life just like stopped and everything was just changed. It was amazing. I was flogged and then he used the purple, whatever they call it. I don't know. It's electricity.
Electric shockers. Yeah.
And then...
Let's describe what you were wearing.
Oh, I was wearing this rubber dress, and it went all the way down to my ankles, and it was tight all the way up until, like, maybe my mid calf.
Hot.
Oh, yeah. I could barely walk in it, but that wasn't the point, because it was great. And I was wearing this black custom cutout mask, but I wasn't wearing it for long.
Yeah.
He's evidently like the best for flogging.
The guy who taught you?
Yeah, my dom. His name is Dan.
That's awesome.
He's great. He's on my MySpace if you want to look.
I will. I'll check it out. I will check out. That's the thing. I couldn't find your MySpace.
No shit.
I looked on your website, yes, and I found your website, but I could not find your MySpace.
Yeah, because my webmaster, he's telling me now that I shouldn't even be talking to people on my MySpace. Because I have so many emails and I write back to like every single one.
Right.
He doesn't want me to, blah, 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 crap, money, whatever.
Yeah.
But I love it.
I know. It's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just Mia Rose XXX. You can just slash that after the MySpace.
Right.
If you want to look.
So let's talk about the first scene you ever did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Are we talking like the solo that I did in Reno or like the first boy-girl I did?
No, the first boy-girl you've ever done.
Oh, boy. That was for this really an amateur site.
Uh-huh.
And it was with a guy named Arby.
Arby? No, I do not.
Okay, well, he's like some like Armenian guy.
Uh-huh.
And that was my sister's first boy-girl, too. It was probably the best he'd ever done. Because I didn't know, you know, it was like, okay, camera's on, you're fucking, camera's off, you're not.
Right.
I was just ready to bone down when I got there. I was really nervous, but we didn't stop, ever. Like
even the camera's cut?
You know, we're stopped, like, cum shots over. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Come on.
Yeah.
So he was amazing.
So that's
he was
sounds
huge.
Really cool.
I didn't know that people grew up next to, like, radiation places.
That big?
Oh, God. He was great, though.
But, yeah?
Yeah. That was my first scene.
Awesome. And how's your website doing?
It's doing pretty good, I think. I mean...
And
you know,
that considering
is there's
MiaRoseXXX.com. Yeah. And Mia is spelled?
M-I-A, missing in action.
There you go.
RoseXXX.
Check it out.
Please
it's awesome.
Do.
She's a cutie.
Oh, thanks. I work out.
Yeah?
Awesome. Yes.
You work out
uh-huh.
all the time?
It used to be like 4 days a week, but now I'm down to like two.
Yeah? What's your favorite thing to do?
Actually, just
besides
crunches.
Sex. We know sex, so.
Yeah, that is... Seriously, I lost a lot of weight right when I got in because I'd never worked out like that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Physically demanding job.
It really is. I didn't think it was, you know, going to be that hard. I was like, it was just sex and it's not all the time. It's pretty tough. but it's fun.
And how long have you been in the industry?
I will be in the industry for officially a year in January, but we really didn't, me and my sister didn't really start shooting until like February, March.
Nice.
A lot, yeah, so it'll be a year.
So is it what you thought it would be like?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not?
Absolutely not.
Better?
It is. It is so great. I haven't met any, you know, I always heard there was twisted people and, you know, I watched, of course, I mean, Boogie Nights.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good, look, everybody's all fucked up all the time.
Yeah, but it's totally awesome. People are so much fun.
So who are your favorite people to work with nowadays?
Oh, shite.
Shite?
Oh, shite. Eric Everhard, Manuel, mm-hmm. I don't know how to say his last name, Ferrara? I don't know.
Yeah.
Him, Steve Holmes, Michael Stefano.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really great. They're all really intense.
Those are the ones that you're super hot for?
Yeah.
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 Awesome.
Yeah.
Is there one that you're just like...
Manuel is really, really passionate. And
is
I really
he?
Enjoy that. Eric's like, more just like a machine.
Yeah, Manuel is like good kissing and...
Yeah, and he whispers some dirty ass shit in your ear.
That's good.
Yeah.
Dirty shit's good.
So you never hear the guy, but you see the girl going like, oh my God, what are you saying to me?
Right.
That's okay.
I have to check it out. And what is your favorite movie that you've done so far?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That's so
pick
hard
one?
To say,
yeah.
But I'll pick...
or scene, even.
Oh. My favorite scene is in... Jake Malone's Own My Ass.
Yeah?
Yeah, for Evil Angel. Jake's been my friend for a while, but when he was with Red Light, he always wanted me to do anal for him, and I wouldn't do it. But then he moved over to Evil, and I was just like, okay, let's do. And it was with Manuel. And Jake had said that the scenes that me and Manuel do, he wants to quit porn because he knows that he'll never shoot anything like that.
Really?
Yeah, and that was like the biggest compliment that I've ever got in my life.
So had you done anal in your personal life?
Yeah.
You had? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know some girls, the first time they ever do anal is on film.
And that's probably going to ruin it, right?
I don't know. I would think so.
I mean, you get this like monster cock and you don't know what to do with yourself. Right.
Do you like anal?
I do. And that's why I don't want to do too much of it in porn.
I do,
because
too.
See, there you go.
Yes.
It feels great if you do it right.
It sure does.
All the girls are scared of it, but Jesus, they probably just had it accidentally slipped in there, you know?
Right.
That's not fun
no,
for anybody.
No, yeah, it's not fun. It's a process, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It takes like 45 minutes just to warm me up.
So what are your interests outside the industry?
I play World of Warcraft.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a gamer. And those are my interests. I play Final Fantasy, Halo 2, but mainly...
Fun.
Yeah, it really is. So I started doing a site with my two friends that are retired in porn for Warcraft porn. It's called Horrors of Warcraft.
I saw that on your site?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's really great.
That's awesome.
As weird as it is.
Is it weird? I don't think it's
you know,
weird.
Elf ears, and the next one, there's Taylor Rain as a troll. I know, it's fun, though.
That's hot.
It's so cool.
Oh, yeah, but that's hot.
It is. It's fantasy porn. I mean, it's fun. Yeah, so I'm a gamer. That's what I do.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Anything else besides gaming?
Yeah. I like to drive my car really quickly.
Very fast.
Yeah, really. No, I'm a good driver, and I like
Do you have a fast
car? I just got a fast car, like,
nice.
A month and a half, 2 months ago.
Nice. I want a fast car again.
Oh, my God.
I used to have a Mustang Cobra.
Oh.
And I miss it.
How many horsepower does that have?
Oh, God. I don't even know.
Oh.
It was so... It had everything. The supercharger and...
Oh, my heart.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I actually learned how to drive a standard when I bought the car.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You just
I wanted
it and you're like,
standard.
I don't care. I don't know how to drive this bitch. Let's go.
Exactly. I had to fake driving it off the lot. It was kind of embarrassing. But I did it. I did it. So girls that like fast cars and gaming.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, God. Thank you. Yeah, it's a Tiptronic. It's a 2006 350Z.
So are you... Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
300 horsepower it is.
Fast cars.
Yes.
So are you single?
I am, and I have been for like 3 years going on 4.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
don't
a
know
lot more fun that way.
Thing. It is.
It is.
It is. I haven't had, you know, bad times since 3 years ago.
Right, and it's hard for us working girls to...
Yeah. So I've heard and I've seen, but I don't know.
Well, it's not even so much, I mean, just time-wise.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like this week, you know. Been like, well, I mean, you know, it's starting. This week has slowed down, and it's so great. I mean, I'm sleeping in and staying up late. It's nice.
Very cool. And what do you have coming up on your plate next? Anything awesome to look forward to?
Looking forward to. What am I looking forward to right now? Right now, I'm just looking. All I can think about is Avian.
Oh, are you excited?
That's all I've heard about since like the day I got in, which was the last day of Avian.
Yeah. So this will be your first AVN.
My first AVN. And fun. I want to go so bad. I just want to go right now.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be signing for Evil Angel and Jules Jordan, but I think they're going to decide which company I'm going to sign for.
Just one or the other?
Yeah, because it's too much for me to be switching back and forth.
So all you fans, you can find her at one of those two booths.
Yeah, be there.
Be there.
Be there.
Get autographs. Get the autographs. They're so much fun.
I thought I was going to be signing my sister. It's kind of weird. That yeah? We've gone, you know, totally separate ways.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more hardcore Gonzo, and she's featured softcore.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I know all about the softcore.
Yeah,
that's what
I don't
I did for
understand.
Years and years.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that, like, play out? I just don't understand. I can't act. Like, can you remember lines?
Yes.
Fuck. What is wrong?
No, it's all. I mean, this is, of course, it took me a while. It didn't happen overnight by any means. All
right, cool. So
by
I'll kill
any
some...
means. No. It takes a while, honey.
Okay. Because they're like reading lines to me over and over, and just
it's
one line,
process.
I'm like, what was it?
Yeah. Yeah. It is a process.
Oh, good.
So I'm glad you're excited about AVN.
Oh, God, yeah, me too.
Yeah? Are you up for any awards this year?
I'm not too sure. I know I'm hoping for Starlet. I've
newcomer?
Heard, yeah, the newcomer.
Yeah?
Yeah, best new Starlet. But,
that would be fun.
I've heard I know a couple girls, I think, that were all, like, in the same old area.
That's cool.
That'd be funny if me and my sister were up against each other. People are making bets on the East Coast.
That actually would be very, very funny. And I think it's awesome that you and your sister are both in this business.
Yeah. We couldn't do it without each other.
Yeah.
I need her. She needs me.
Great.
Like, without each other, we would definitely, definitely die.
That's awesome. That's a great support team. Well, so you can check out Mia Rose on her website, which is, one more time?
MiaRoseXXX.com.
Awesome. And it was very nice to have you.
Thank you very much. Is that it? We're done?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. Thanks for listening to Hey Julie at JulieLand.com. I'd like to thank my guest, Mia Rose, and Julie for letting me sit in for her today. And Julie will be back soon. Hey, what more can you ask for? JulieLand.com.